We've had an avalanche of support over the last 4 weeks. About 1,400 people have signed up so far to this new movement. We have 20 new common which are functioning already throughout the country. We have about 100 common in development before the end of February. 8 elected representatives have declared for the party, which leaves us at the same size as the Social Democrats. And they're in existence for 3 years, and we're barely out of the starting gate at the moment. So right now we're holding public meetings throughout each of the 32 counties, and we'll be registering this new party in the next week. And we want to be up and running for the local elections to make sure that we can challenge the establishment parties where it hurts in the ballot box come next May. Because we need change in this country. We have a political establishment at the moment who are not dealing with the economic crisis that the country is under, that is not dealing with the collapse in the politics of the north of Ireland in any way, and is in lockstep with each other on major cultural issues such as abortion.
What can you offer that your former party Sinn Féin can't?
Well, first of all, we want to make sure that we end the stalemate in Stormont. And unfortunately, there hasn't been enough work done in creating a new all-Ireland economy on the island of Ireland. Indeed, the all-Ireland economy was promised to us during the Good Friday Agreement. We're yet to see it. And it would be one of the best ways to ameliorate the dangers of Brexit. We want to see proper investment into health and education. But we also want to see that we tackle the mismanagement that happens, especially in the healthcare system. Because if we put extra money in the healthcare system and it doesn't get to frontline workers, well, then it's not going to help the people that we need to help. We want to make sure that we have proper investment in social services, but also to be physically responsible. Because we're just coming out of a really bad crash over the last number of years. And the last thing we want to do is to make sure is to stop going into another crash in a number of years as well. And the housing crisis, we have 500,000 people currently in housing crisis throughout the country. Developers are sitting on land banks, watching the value of those land banks appreciate and refusing to build houses on them in a time of serious need. 750,000 people are languishing on hospital waiting lists at the moment. Last month, we had 10,000 people on hospital trolleys. And we know that overcrowded hospitals is a direct threat to the health of people. And we need to make sure that we actually shift the issues of these economic and social concerns up the political agenda. Because right now, the political establishment are happier to talk about the cultural wars than to deal with the serious economic and social crisis that people are dealing with right around the country.
In terms of your ability to make an impact on these issues, you're going to have numbers both at local and national level. That's going to take electoral support. That's going to take recognition of your party. It's going to take branding. Given that most people are hardly aware your party exists, never mind what it's going to be called and under what banner it's going to be campaigning, how big a challenge do you now face in the coming months between now and the local elections?
But there's no doubt that there's a challenge in this. But I have never seen such a demand for something like this in my life. There is a need for it because we know that a lot of the political establishments all seek to occupy exactly the same space and time on a large number of issues. Indeed, I'm being told by people in Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, members of those parties, that they're realising that they're in the wrong parties, that their parties and their leadership are going in the opposite direction than they want, that the leadership are doing damage to their core values as such, and they realise that by being part of those political parties, they're actually complicit in those particular steps. People can't see the difference anymore between Lisa Chambers, Ruth Coppinger and Louise O'Reilly on a range of different issues. It's going to be a challenge for sure, but it's amazing the fact that 8 elected reps have declared for us already. And we're only on the go for about 4 weeks at this stage. And indeed, I'm talking to about 25 other elected reps around the country at the moment at all levels of Irish politics who are talking to me about their interest in getting involved in this particular organisation.
Can you say if any of them are in Donegal?
At this stage, I don't want to start to indicate who or where they are because politicians don't like to make these types of decisions. They are tough decisions in the spotlight of the media. So we will be going to offices in Donegal on Tuesday next. We'll have that meeting in Letterkenny at 9:30. And I'm asking people from across the political spectrum who want to see a different Ireland, to reach out to us, to get involved, to participate in this public meeting, and let's build a new organization. Change is not going to happen by itself. It'll only happen if people are determined to make it happen and get active. And I ask people to do that over the next couple of weeks.
And when can we expect to see a national launch of the new party with a name, with a banner, with a logo, and all the other accoutrements that go with it?
Well, we're registering the party next week. It'll take a couple of weeks for that registration process to happen north and south. And as soon as the party is registered, we'll be launching, obviously, the name and the brand, etc. I want to get to every single one of the 32 counties before we have a national launch. I want to make sure that we have an activist and a grassroots base in each of the counties. For us, actually, that's the most important thing. I think, you know, other political organizations that established years ago that failed, they sought to establish themselves at the top first. We want to be a party of the grassroots, of activism. Indeed, actually, we want the defining nature of ourselves to be that of activism. We will out activism every single other party. We will out represent every single other party, and our policies will be stronger and better than the other political parties. Because if we want to grow and develop, to build the political capital to ensure that our policies are achieved, that's how we need to go about it.